Nearly 5,000 people are in quarantine in South Korea after an outbreak of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS. This is the largest outbreak of MERS ever recorded outside the Middle East. 14 people have died and more than 140 cases have been diagnosed. Researchers say the threat isn't going away anytime soon. NPR's Jason Beaubien explains.
The big problem in trying to wipe out MERS is the camels. From a purely scientific perspective, a lot more research needs to be done to understand MERS and how it's transmitted. But the most likely culprits at the root of this are camels.
The presence of the virus in camels is fairly well established and is widely accepted.
Mark Palanch is the director of viral diseases at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. His department has been involved in investigating MERS since soon after the first cases were reported in the Middle East in 2012. His team and others have been trying to figure out where this disease comes from. It looks like camels are a permanent reservoir for the virus, and he expects more outbreaks to pop up.
We are proceeding as if we will have to maintain our vigilance for the near future.
Currently, here's what researchers believe is the pattern with MERS. The virus hangs out in camels. Then, when a person is working with the camels or drinking camel milk, they may end up catching the MERS virus. When those sick people seek medical care, the virus flourishes in hospitals, where it has the potential to spread to dozens of people. Eventually, all those cases get contained. Roughly 40% of the patients die, and that distinct outbreak comes to an end. But then another restless MERS virus makes the jump from camel to human, and the whole outbreak cycle starts all over again.
As long as there is continual exposure to whatever animal source for MERS exists in the Arabian Peninsula, we will always continue to have sporadic cases.
The current outbreak in Korea shows the virus has the potential to travel anywhere commercial airlines fly. The CDC is now reminding U.S. doctors to be on the lookout for MERS among patients who've recently traveled to the Middle East or Korea. The head of the World Health Organization's MERS Task Force, Peter Ben-Embarek, says the Korean outbreak became the worst ever outside the Middle East, in part because doctors were slow to recognize the first case as MERS. He says cultural factors also fueled the spread of the virus.
There is a habit in Korea when you go to a hospital or to see a doctor that you go and see several hospitals in the days after if you feel the need for a second opinion.
And that's what happened in this outbreak. Also, Korean families tend to be highly attentive to family members when they're hospitalized, which may have put more people at risk of exposure to the virus in Korea. There's no vaccine or specific drug to treat MERS. And Barak at the WHO says the most promising potential weapon against the disease is a camel vaccine. Rather than try to address MERS directly in humans, the idea is to wipe out the virus at its source in camels. And Barak says some promising vaccine trials are in the works, but it could be years before there's a viable solution.
In this type of work, developing vaccine takes time. So for the time being, unfortunately, we won't have a vaccine at hand.
So doctors around the world, he says, are going to have to continue to be on the lookout for this potentially deadly disease. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.